The Martin Luther King Memorial. This memorial is to honor social justice and civil rights activist Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who strived for freedom, equality, justice, and love. The memorial is located in the northwest corner of Tidal Basin, proudly standing between the Lincoln and Jefferson Memorials. It is also adjacent to the Franklin D. Roosevelt Memorial. There are four primary messages and themes that come from this memorial: democracy, justice, hope, and love. Some features about this memorial is a Stone of Hope. The statue is 28 feet and 6 inches tall, carved from 159 granite blocks, but appears as one block. It also appears as if he's looking at the future and hope for humanity. The Stone of Hope also reflects the courage, strength, and perseverance of an entire generation. The second feature, the Mountain of Despair, is two large 30-foot statues shaped like a mountain, and it represents the struggles faced in the pursuit of social justice, equality, and peace. The Mountain of Despair also has a water feature, which represents vitality and life as it flows down the sides of the Mountain of Despair. There is another feature, and it is a 250-foot inscription wall, also made from granite, that features 14 excerpts of King's sermons/speeches, one of which is a school mural. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. In the spring, when the Japanese cherry trees blossom, it reminds us of Dr. King's assassination on April 4, 1968. Some other facts about this memorial is the following. Due to Hurricane Irene, the ceremonial dedication was postponed until November 16, 2011, but it was scheduled to honor the 40th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. This memorial was open to the public August 22, 2011. Another fact is that it was very symbolic that our first African-American president, President Barack Obama, dedicated the first national memorial honoring an African-American man, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Another fact is that several years ago, as a school, we donated money to this memorial. The last fact is that in 1996, Congress authorized the creation of the memorial. It was called Build the Dream to celebrate the life, dream, legend of Dr. King. The next part I'm going to mention is controversy. It was constructed outside of the U.S. and the artist Li Yixin is from China. The last fact on that is that on the Stone of Hope statue, it read as, "I have a dream major for justice, peace, and righteousness," but some felt that his words were taken out of context, making him look arrogant. So in the spring of 2013, the National Park Service is looking to remove this quote.
The United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. This museum was built in July 1989 to April 1993 to honor the memory of those who suffered and were persecuted under the Nazi regime and to educate Americans about the Holocaust. The museum teaches millions of people each year about the dangers of unchecked hatred and the need to prevent genocide. It's a living memorial in a museum of the Holocaust so that genocide does not occur again.
Be an emotional place for students and visitors. Some images are very powerful, so please be respectful in your kindest self. From 1933 to 1945, over 6 million Jews were killed, and 6 million non-Jews like gypsies, gays, lesbians, Jehovah's Witnesses, Soviet prisoners of war, and the handicapped are also killed. Once in the museum, please remember to follow your teacher's instructions. Most teachers will have you meet them at the end of each floor and walk down to the next floor together. This museum is organized chronologically, so you begin in the exhibit on the fourth floor and proceed downward. This is a self-guided tour, so note that a few of the display's exhibits are interactive. There you will hear and see the firsthand the horrors of the Holocaust.
As visitors enter the exhibit, you'll be handed an identification card, like a passport, or you can pick one up near the elevator. This passport describes an individual's life and what they endured during the Holocaust. Next, you'll enter an overcrowded elevator and begin your self-guided tour. Take your time walking through each floor, so read and learn about the various displays and artifacts.
The exhibits are divided into three parts: the Nazi assault, final solution, and the last chapter.
The opening floor, the Nazi assault, which occurred from 1933 to 1939. This exhibit explores how powerful propaganda, terror, violence, and state-sponsored racism endured.
There are two short films on this floor: The Nazi Rise to Power and Anti-Semitism. This display and artifacts on this floor are from the American Encounter, the Camps, The Terror Begins, Nazi Propaganda, The Science of Race, Kristallnacht, The Search for Refuge, and Nazi Euthanasia. The middle floor, The Final Solution, 1940 to 1945, examines the wartime evolution of Nazi policies towards Jews from persecution to mass murder.
On this floor, there is an audio theater that presents the testimony of Holocaust survivors and the voices of Auschwitz. The display and artifacts on this floor are from Warsaw Ghetto Milk Can, Rail Car, Arrival at the Killing Centers, Prisoners of the Camps, Auschwitz Barracks, a gas chamber model. The final floor, the last chapter, addresses the liberation of the Nazi camps and the Allied victory over Nazi Germany in 1945, the rescue and resistance efforts in the aftermath of the Holocaust. The displays and artifacts on this floor are from Danish Rescue, Rescuers Wall, Resistance, Liberation, and the exhibit concludes with the Testimony Theater. As you exit the exhibit, there is a hall of remembrance that is used to silently reflect about what you have seen and heard. It is also an opportunity to silently pay tribute to the Holocaust victims and survivors, for now you bear witness. So think about what you saw. Another exhibit for visitors to tour is Remembering the Children, Daniel's Story. This exhibit is from a child's perspective and his experience of the Holocaust.
The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum has had over 30 million visitors from all over the world, of which 9 million have been school children. Note, information used in this podcast is from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum and the Permanent Exhibit Guide. The National Archives. The National Archives are a national record keeper that safeguards records from all three branches of the federal government. The purpose is for the American public to have access to records that document the rights of citizens, the actions of government officials, and the national experience. On the lower level of the National Archives, we can find the William McGowan Theater and Cafe. On the ground level, we can find the visitor services and archive shops. On the main level is the Rotunda for the Charter of Freedom. On display are the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. The Rotunda is a domed ceiling, and it's darker and cooler to prolong the lives of its documents.
Also on the level are the Faulkner murals. The murals oversee these documents. The murals depict the presentation of the Declaration of Independence, also known as the DFI. Also on the main level are the public vaults. The vaults are a journey into the stacks. It is an interactive expedition that allows you to touch and explore some documents, photographs, and film. You can learn why the records matter to you, your family, and your country. Also here is the Lawrence F. O'Brien Gallery. You can experience a changing selection of extraordinary records. Also on the level is the Boeing Learning Center.
You can learn from National Archives staff, computer and textual resources. Also on the main level is the Presidential Conference Center. The Presidential Conference Center holds special events and lectures. The National Archives was designed by John Russell Pope, who also designed the Jefferson Memorial. In the National Archives, there are 3 billion pages of textual documents, 5 million still pictures, 91 million feet of motion picture film, 70,000 sound recordings, 9 million aerial photos. Here at the National Archives,
the doors are bronzed and 40 feet tall, the
largest in the world. Records here go as far back as 1775. Other documents found here are the Emancipation Proclamation by Abraham Lincoln, the Louisiana Purchase, and the Japanese Surrender Document ending World War II. Something to look out for is the spelling error in the Constitution. It is the spelling of the state Pennsylvania. Actually, the U.S. Constitution wasn't even the first Constitution. The Articles of Confederation were. This was the plan of the government, which was based on the principles of the Declaration of Independence.
The Japanese internment memorial was made to honor over 120,000 Japanese Americans who were forced to relocate to 10 different internment camps located in the western part of the U.S. The memorial was started on October of 1992 and finished in June 2001. It was made of green Vermont marble. There is a lot to symbolize in this memorial, starting with the large boulders in the water, the four rocks and representing four main islands of Japan. Next is plants. Evergreens symbolize long life, and bamboo represents strength and flexibility. Cranes. Traditionally in Japanese culture, the crane represents a symbol of peace. The crane is 14 feet long and symbolizes a long life in Japanese culture and rising beyond limitations. The identical position of cranes can represent being caught in two worlds. The cranes are touching each other with their free wings, symbolizing individual effort and community support. There is also barbed wire, which symbolizes lack of freedom, and as they hold the barbed wire in their beaks, it can represent an attempt to break free. There is also a memorial bell, which represents calling of spirits, gods, deities, peace, and enlightenment. Next, there is a granite wall around the memorial that has the names and locations of the internment camps. Also inscribed on the wall is the number of people that were housed there. This wall is also meant to symbolize confinement. There is also a quote from Japanese-American U.S. Senator Daniel K. Inouye in a poem, The Legacy, by Akemi Arelich. And lastly, Japanese cherry trees represent the delicate beauty of life. It is important to remember, although Japanese Americans were treated unjustly, over 33,000 served in World War II, some as code breakers. Also dedicated here is the bombing of Pearl Harbor, which took place on December 1941. Roosevelt signs Executive Order of 9066, commenced the roundup of 120,000 Japanese Americans to 10 internment camps. As a result, the Japanese Americans were interned from May 1942 until the fall of 1945. Lastly, you should know Japanese Americans were denied citizenship until 1952.
The United States Capitol Building. It is known as the meeting place as the nation's legislator and the best recognized symbol of the democratic government in the world. The Capitol Building is home to the U.S. Congress and the two legislative bodies, the Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives. The legislative branch makes these laws. The building work began in 1793, burnt in 1814, War of 1812, by the British. In 1863, fully renovated and completed, marble cast, iron, and sandstone were common building materials in this development. It plays a host in the presidential inaugurations and is home to the priceless collection of American art. The flag, the U.S. flag, flies over the Capitol when Congress is in session. A series of buzzers and lights go off throughout the Capitol building and office buildings to summon members to vote. 100 senators, two for each state, 435 members of the House, based on the population of the state. The House chamber is the south wing of the Capitol. The Senate chamber is in the north wing. Cast iron dome was later added. It was the fourth largest in the world and weighs about 9 million pounds and over 180 feet above the floor. Atop the dome is a Statue of Freedom. At the Capitol's base are the Ulysses Grant Memorial and the Capitol Reflecting Pool. The U.S. Capitol Visitor Center is the newest addition located completely underground in the east side of the building. On December 18, 2007, Congress passed law to name the Capitol Visitor Center Center's Central Space Emancipation Hall to recognize the contributions of the enslaved laborers who helped build U.S. Capitol. Inside the Capitol, at the nation's Statuary Hall collection, there are 100 statues, two from each state,
24 of the statues can be found in the Visitor Center. Also found in the Visitor Centers are the Statues of Freedom, Statue of Freedom. This model is 19 and a half feet tall. And did you notice the Statue of Freedom on the top of the dome?
The Supreme Court is the highest court in the nation with the purpose of interpreting laws in the U.S. Constitution. There are 8 associate justices and 1 chief justice, all of which are nominated by the U.S. president and approved by the Senate. Once appointed to the Supreme Court, the job can be for life. The Supreme Court was not provided with a building of its own until 1935, the 146th year of its existence, and it was designed by Cass Gilbert. Equal justice under law, over the doors of the entrance and above this inscription are 9 figures. The main entrance faces the Capitol building. Courts convene first Monday in October and stays in session until it has heard all the cases and has handed down all the decisions. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, first Latina Hispanic, replaced Sandra Day O'Connor. And did you know that Wayland Middle School students had met with her several years ago? The court hears oral arguments the Monday through Wednesday of the 1 to 2 weeks of each month. Every half-hour, visitors to the Supreme Court can hear about courtroom lectures on Monday through Friday. The Supreme Court building is one of the largest marble structures in the world. Inside the Supreme Court, the main floor has the justice chambers. The second floor has the office space. The third floor has a library. The main entrance has 2 statues, a flagpole, a water feature, and marble bench. The Contemplation of Justice, and there's a female statue on the right, Holding Lady Justice. Scales and blindfolds symbolize in part tillality and book of law. And why do you think it's called this? And authority of law. Male statue on the left. Tablet of law with the word L-E-X, Latin word for law, with sword behind it. Sword is a symbol of power. The fun fact is, there is a basketball court in the Supreme Court in the top floor where there are rumors where President Obama has played basketball.